which will be on March 6th before his 70th birthday. So, kids, if you're going down to see Cats in New York, I might want to bring the service dog because that could be a little bit of fun. And then we'll give you the bonus. I'll get a little time. I can give you the other one. Florida. Even the animals are out of control. It's a big week for animals. On November 24th, a female possum wandered into Cash's Liquors in Fort Walton Beach. While wandering around the rafters, it knocked a fifth of Courvoisier on the floor. The possum took a sip, decided it liked cognac, and proceeded to finish the entire bottle. Employees opening the store on Black Friday found the possum next to the broken bottle. It was taken to a local wildlife shelter and given water for a week while it sobered up. The possum was last seen wandering off into the wilderness. Liquor store owner Cash Moore told press that he believed the possum was 21 years old, but wildlife officials identified it as a juvenile. Don't want to run afoul of the game warden down there serving the underage possum, is what I'm saying. That is all the time that we have for tonight. It has been The Big Picture. On the Towel, Mikey D is going to be coming your way in just a couple of moments with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. Don't forget, next week, Shea Spillane will be back. We'll be doing a regular edition of The Big Picture. The week after that, Chris Earl and I are going to cook up something. Something special for the holiday. We're not doing the Christmas battle this year, but we are going to do some kind of a fun, goofy, maybe a couple of surprises for you in a couple of weeks. So, until then, and don't forget, our best of, worst of, whatever it happens to be, coming your way just before the end of the year. So until next week, I am Derek Gary, wishing you a happy and safe, if chilly, weekend. Keep an eye out for the snow. Keep an eye out for each other if you are at the mall or buying your Christmas tree. Whatever you happen to be doing this weekend, don't forget to stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth, on the case.
We're brought to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost
20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all would hear us.
In all the
it's 91.5 WMFO Medford. It's 9:03 and it's Wednesday, so you know what both those things mean. That means it's On the Town with Mikey D. Happens here each and every Wednesday from 12 to midnight. Your host is Phil Fleming. He's, I guess, running a little late, so I'm getting the show started. My name is Joel. I'm the one of the producers here for On the Town with Mikey D. We've got the Grave Dancers playing in our studio, and we got brand new music from the I Want You. This is their Christmas tune. This is called I Want What You, I Know What You Don't Want. It's the I Want You. It's Christmas. Harry Kwiska. On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
I wandered all through it, the tinsel strewing something. new stuff.
Stuff, 'cause they're not in-
91.5 WMFO Medford. That's Fire King going back to their disc Double Trouble, which is a double disc set. A track called Walk in the Ocean. We also heard Butterscott with New Song from the somewhat disappointing Contractually Obligated follow-up album that they put out last year. The I Want You with a brand new Christmas single called I Know What You Don't Want. You're on the town with Mikey D. Phil Fleming is on his way, I promise. Actually, I can't make that promise. He hasn't gotten back in touch with me. Where are you, Phil? Nobody knows. So, 91.5 WMFO Medford. My name is Joel. I'll be with you here until Phil shows up. And then he'll be taking over the show. We do have the Grave Dancers. They're already they're getting ready to play in Studio D. And I will be going in there to mix them fairly soon. In the meantime, it's that special time of year. And WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence, i.e. if you're buzzed, hammered, hosed, toasted, or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about getting behind the wheel of a car. Don't even think about driving any kind of motorized vehicle, motor scooter, Segway, doesn't matter. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO Medford, the station that wants all of its Freeform 11 listeners back in the new year. That's right. So 9:17, 9:18 in the evening. My name is Joel. Show's on the town with Mikey D. Happens here each and every Wednesday from 9 to midnight. We're going to go back to the second EP from the Four Point Restraints. Their album was called Malice. That was the Malice album, and this is a tune called The Plague. 91.5 WMFO, you're on the sound with Mikey D.
Change. baby, come along. There's always a heart somewhere in my lyrics. It's like I just want somebody else to hear it. Never ever wanna leave this moment. This stuff, what's more than when you got time we can afford. sea to try to get away.
www.support.wmfo.org, or you can send us something like a check at P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website for more info.
91.5 WMFO, 20 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. You're on the town with Mikey D. My name is Joel, producer of the show, waiting on Phil Fleming, who might be here soon, we hope. We just heard Catacombs from Fire in the Boathouse's self-titled release, whose lead singer, eventually you're going to hear, because he's the lead singer of the Grave Dancers as well. And that'll be coming up at 10:30 live on our air. Before that, we heard Parlor Bells, Wetware, from the album Waylaid in the Melee. And Corin Ashley gave us King Hollow from the album Broken Biscuits. We started things off with Four Point Restraints, going back to their second EP, Malice, and a track called The Plague. You're on the town with Mikey D. Happens here each and every Wednesday from 9 to midnight, playing the best and the brightest of the local music scene, the Boston music scene, the Boston regional music scene. So Boston, outside of Boston. Medford's outside of Boston. We're right here. And here's the new one. Yeah, new music from the Upper Crust. This is going back to their latest album, Delusions of Grandeur. This is a tune called Heads Will Roll. 91.5 WMFL Medford. You're on the town with Mikey D.
all heads will roll. this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford. That's the brand new one from Power Slut from the album Go F Myself, and a tune called Lizard Boyfriend. We also heard the Future Carnivores with Soft Amber Glows. That's going back to their album Melt the Sky, which came out in 2016. And the Upper Crust started things off from their latest album Delusions of Grandeur, came out this year. And Heads Will Roll. It's about 5 minutes to 10 o'clock. We've got Grave Dancers playing at 10:30 in our studio. Somewhere thereabouts. Phil Fleming, we don't know. We have no idea where he's been or where he's gone or when he'll be back. But we'll keep it running for you right here on Non the Town with Mikey D. My name is Joel. And Bob Donovan is in the room next door getting the band ready. And then he and I are going to swap. And he's going to play some tunes. And then we'll have the band on. It's just that simple. Yeah. Right now we're going to play something from Matt York's latest album called Behind the Bars. The album's called Between the Bars. Yeah, looking at it. Between the Bars is the name of his latest album. And this is a tune called All Over Town. You're on the town with Mikey D. My name's Joel. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
I've been falling out of groove. I've been paralyzed. I can't make a move.